The Garner President's House History. The President's House was constructed in 1850 by Mount Vernon banker William Hamilton, who is said to enjoy the view from the hilltop. The house was referred to as Hamilton's Folly, not only because of its isolation, but also because it was difficult to heat due to the wind on the hilltop. In 1861, after his daughters Maggie and Alice had reached their teen years, Mr. Hamilton sold the house and moved his family to Iowa City. Both of Hamilton's daughters had attended the preparatory school at the college, and as such, the building is part of the college's early history. Around 1864, President William Fletcher King was looking for a place to call home for himself and his new wife. While they had purchased the house down the hill from the college, the old Hamilton house had caught King's eye, and in a move made hasty by another bidder, King exchanged his house and land for the old Hamilton house by paying an additional $3,000, which King borrowed from friends and family. Although it took King nearly 15 years to pay back the loan, he knew it was worth it, as he wanted the house to remain with the college. After King's retirement, he gave the house to Cornell on the stipulation that it be used for the housing of college presidents. King continued to live there with President Charles Wesley Flint and his family until his death in the study in 1921. Since then, the White House has played host to almost every college president since 1864. Over the years, the house has undergone multiple renovations, including the addition of screened porches, additional bedrooms, moving the location of the front door, and the complete renovation of the kitchen, the last of which was completed during the Russell D. Cole presidency. Arola B. Cole famously said that she would wait for faculty and staff to have a salary raise before she would take money to redo the house, which was in desperate need of repair. And the Board of Trustees was able to make the necessary salary adjustments in time for Mrs. Cole to have her new kitchen. The most recent set of renovations, completed in 2012, added an additional 4,853 square feet to the house. These renovations began during the tenure of President Emeritus Les and First Lady Katrina Garner, 1994 to 2010. And were made possible by the leadership and generosity of the Board of Trustees. The house now stands at 6,848 square feet, enabling Cornell presidents and their spouses to continue the tradition of entertaining students, faculty, and distinguished guests to the campus in what is truly a campus landmark.